I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Chud the Builder?
So Chud
last week, like just in passing.
Like
I had no idea,
in the Discord,
no idea who he was.
In the Discord, right?
No, on our stream.
Oh,
on the stream.
Oh, I don't remember.
I had no idea who he was.
That was last week. That was forever ago.
So I only mentioned Chud the Builder mainly. Well, he's in that right wing space where he's like trying to do like the almost like the clavicular thing, sure. But he's like not even funny or interesting. He's just racist. Like his whole gimmick is he goes up to a black person and hard R's them.
That's it?
And then goes it. Yeah. Yeah. And then it's like, well, if you're going to react, that's just proving my point that you're a hard R, you know, and makes like monkey sounds. And it's terrible. It's not funny.
How does he not get his ass kicked?
Well, so fast forward a couple of days from last Thursday when I mentioned him in passing, which I shouldn't have.
Okay.
He got arrested in Nashville for like not paying for a meal or being belligerent, like trying to start a scene in a very nice restaurant. And the restaurant was like,
get the fuck
out
of here.
Doesn't fly here. Yeah. You know, Mr. I don't care that you've got,
builder,
you know, 200,000 followers, you influencer, don't care. Kick him out. He gets arrested for not paying. And then yesterday he goes and does a thing again where he's walking up to a black person or a group and dropping the hard R on him. There's a physical altercation. He shoots the person and also shoots himself. And he's now being charged. Granted, these are just charges, but he's being charged with like attempted murder and like assault with a deadly weapon and blah, 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 blah. So like his cute little gimmick for a month that he really like exploded online for came crashing down very quickly, very predictably. And again, he had fun with Clavicular. Clavicular, problematic guy.
Sort of harmless.
But anyone who will sit there and be like, I will chisel my bone in my jaw with a hammer, it's kind of funny. Yeah. Chud the Builder, not funny. And the ending to Chud the Builder is probably happening quicker than he or anyone in his circle thought.
No, like that's like harassment, that's assault, that's attempted murder. And there's no like self-defense argument either because he clearly instigated the entire thing. And it's probably on video, right? Like the whole thing's on video. Like, so
I would assume he always has. No one has seen the video, if he has one, of his videographer, but he always has someone filming him. I think the only video that people have seen is someone who lives in like an apartment across the street who's like, what the hell is going on? Crazy. But again, Chud the Builder, not a funny guy.
No.
Not funny. So, good riddance. That gimmick didn't last long.
Yeah, I'm not going to repeat what AK said in the chat about him and what he hopes happens to him, but I think
I'm sure Ryan would agree. Yeah, and
it sounds like
the thing about Chud. The thing about Chud the Builder is people, you know, went back through his previous social media postings and found that he had I don't even really know the right way to put it because I don't know what he was thinking, but a period in his life where he dressed as a woman in like high school. So he's, you know, the common thought is now he's lashing out because he wasn't accepted in high school. He left high school. He got jacked and ripped. And now he's built, you know, like the racist.
God, it's
he's monetizing racism.
It's like textbook.
But he's probably very conflicted in like his place in the world, whether it's race or sexuality or any of that stuff. And he's not channeling it in a great way.
Instead of looking inward and looking for personal growth and acceptance of himself, he is going the opposite direction, it sounds like.
Yes, and like I said,
but he's found the niche dumb people thing to where he will now, if like, let's say I don't know the law. Like I said, if you say stuff online and then go about and do it, I feel like you should be able, like, held accountable for your previous comments. Like, oh, I'm going to go harass someone, and they're going to punch me, and I'm going to shoot them. I'm pretty sure
that's admissible. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if Fender's in the chat yet. He hasn't done a what's up fuckers yet, but I'm pretty sure he would agree that that's admissible.
But,
Yeah.
But let's, I mean, he's going to turn this into, if he gets off on this these charges, right? Which they're going to argue, you know, his First Amendment rights and all that shit. If self-defense, that's clearly what the argument's going to be. I'm sure there's already a GoFundMe up where he's going to make hundreds and to millions of dollars from the dumb idiot MAGA people out there. Just like that fucking racist lady from last year that called a small child the hard R and
people celebrated it. That was a weird one.
Yeah. It's literally like the worst people in our country, probably the world, but like definitely our country. There's a post I saw today about there was a guy in Seattle who they're searching for who stabbed a trans person to death, like literally just because they're trans, stabbed them to death and is on the run. And people in the comments like celebrating the guy like he's a hero and did like. Like, that's where we're at?
Because
a person born male wears a dress, you think they should die? And that's, like, okay for a person to do? That's what we're saying these days?
Yeah, but before you mention that, I was going to say, if you come across a story about this, don't read the comments. It's
crazy.
Being like, I wish she would have killed him. You know, you know, and who knows what is what? Who knows what's a bot, what's a real person?
That's,
you know.
Well, that's the hard part where Twitter is.
But when you read the comments on some of these guys, it's a little disheartening. It is. Can we not just be normal humans? Like,
Can we not act like we're actually like standing next to each other and you just be polite? And just don't be an asshole.
You don't even have to be polite. You could just be.
Don't say the thing that you're thinking.
Don't say anything. just exist and walk on by.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guarantee you, it's the same thing. Like we've all been there online where you see something that makes you mad, right?
Yeah.
If you just don't comment 4 minutes later, you're like, I'm not really mad. That Bodega Cat 4967 said this offensive thing because I don't know this person. Yeah. This person is just.
They're a piece of shit.
You don't even have to lie in love. Yeah, exactly. Just exist in your own bubble. It's kind of like the people say people in the Pacific Northwest, we have the Pacific Northwest freeze. We're just kind of unto ourselves and maybe borderline unfriendly, but we're not willing to help any. We just exist. Just exist. Just exist. You see something you don't like, you don't have to comment.
It's so easy.
It's so easy.
It doesn't affect you unless you let it affect you. Like,
don't be a dick.
Yes, just don't be a dick. That's it.
Fall into that trap. You know, I still do. I'm guilty of
it.
But.
I know. Like, you got to like stop and check yourself before. By the way, that's like the message. My kid is 14 now. Like the last 14 years, those are the literal words I say to him. It's like, just don't be a dick. Like, dude, don't be a dick. It's really not
hard. It's very easy.
And by the way, like, people are going to be a dick to you. You don't have to fucking spend any time with them or thinking about them. They don't fucking matter. I promise you, even if you're in a class with this douchebag, you don't have to interact with them. Like, just fuck them. Fuck them. You know what I mean? It's like... And you're the only, it's the same, it's like, again, like this is children's stuff. Like the only thing you can control is yourself and how you react, right? Just don't be an asshole. Don't like walk away. Like you reserve the right to not talk to everybody if you don't want to or interact with anybody. Fuck them. But also if somebody gets in your face and openly talks shit to you. By all means.
Of course.
By all means.
By all means.
Knock them the fuck out if you feel like it. If you feel like it.
Just.
If you feel like it. That's something you can control as well.
I kind of half agree with you, Brog, on this because interesting thing happened today. You know, I pulled to a stop sign, right? I'm trying to turn left onto a busy street, right? There's a light there. So this street backs up.
Ski, name the street. We need context.
I don't, what is the cross street? It's whatever off of where like the old 7-Eleven is on Willamette.
Like
the other street behind it, like where Mod Pizza is, that little sneaky,
oh sure, like 29th or whatever. Yeah,
29th. And I don't know the cross street.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yes. Well,
I'm sitting at that stop sign trying to turn left on the 29th.
By the way, infamous 7-Eleven. Like, yes, let's not gloss over that. That was the 7-Eleven. If you were a South Eugene student in the late 90s,
you got many a single stick from there back in the day. But
Beaties.
But so I'm sitting at the stop sign, right? It's a terrible light system there. It takes forever. So cars back up 29th. Usually, you know, when everyone sees all the cars stopping, people stop. I'm pretty sure it's the law to clear the intersection so cars on the stop sign can turn out into the street. I'm sitting there. I get to the stop sign. All the cars are going. I'm kind of gauging where the cars are stopped on the light. I see this fucking broad in a fucking minivan, and I just know what's about to happen. And she comes rolling up and literally stops right in the intersection there where I can't turn. And I sit there and stare at her and give her one of these. She looks at me, looks dead straight ahead, and is singing this some bullshit. So I have to sit through an entire cycle. Now, am I allowed? Because you were saying, you know, when people piss you off, just like take a breath and all that. I rolled down my window and yelled at her and flipped her off and called her a stupid fucking bitch.
And did that make you feel better, Ski?
It made me feel very much better. Okay. But the problem is it didn't solve anything because I stared daggers at her for like 3 straight minutes.
Yeah.
She did not turn her head.
Silly woman.
She did not turn her head once after that.
Yeah. So that did help you? Are you sure that that actually served the purpose that
otherwise,
you wanted it to? She didn't
otherwise,
hear you?
I just would have been... Oh, she knew.
Okay.
She could hear.
Doesn't sound like she could. Yeah.
But, she should know when that was
happening. Yeah, Ski, in your interactions with women in your life, is that usually how it works?
Well, you call them a stupid bitch, and then... You solve
that, and that
problem
just
solved,
works
right?
out for you, right? Yeah, every time.
Problem solved.
Every
the
time.
Problem solver.
Yeah, that's
right
how,
there.
That's how it works. Yeah,
they came one right after another, not at the same time. They don't want to come at the same time.
Not what I meant to hit. You don't want not to what I meant. My mouse is a little too low. Sorry.
That's a good one. We haven't heard that one before. Oh, he's got so many. So
let's hear that
punch.
One again. Yeah, I don't. I think that was a new addition.
They came one right after another, not at the same time. They don't want to come at the same time.
I think you do, right? I mean, isn't that kind of cool?
I think that's the goal.
I think that's the idea.
I think it,
Don.
As a guy, you're kind of like, okay. Yes.
That is what you're shooting for.
That's a victory.
Yeah. No.
Ultimate victory is, you know, 100 is like, you know, 120 seconds after she does, but you will. Give yourself a soft A if it's at the same time.
Yeah, no extra work either. I mean, that's
yeah,
it's ideal. Yeah, Donnie Maxing says Booble. Yeah, this lady blocking it up like Hormuz.
Pretty much. What was that fucking ship though with Evergreen, the one that stopped the canal? That's what this fucking bitch was blocking up the fucking strait.
Yeah, Yeah, I admit I have a hard time with that, too, where if somebody does something egregious, I have a hard time, like, keeping it to myself and not like.
Well, all it took was her acknowledging it, because I did one of the.
No, you could have done this. She could have done like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, that's it.
Exactly. She looked at me, saw me going like, what the fuck are you doing? And then just started looking straight ahead. No acknowledgement.
That does suck.
Big
that
difference.
That does suck. And you know what, Ski? People suck. And in that moment, she sucked. And
And guess what? I let her, anyone around, let me know that, guess what? The woman in that van, she sucks.
Yeah.
You let traffic mog that stupid, woman.
Silly woman. That's silly woman. I want a King's input because King is very much on the forefront of raging in the car with people.
I am.
So
I got no problem in the car being like, But the terrible thing is I don't carry a pee. So if I keep doing it, eventually I'm going to lose. But I do have no problem being like, are you the dumbest person alive?
Oh,
what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just like asking open-ended questions to people in the car and doing this.
I think there was a, like, I shared the i5 commuters chat thing in our Discord the other day. Where
it's a good account.
It's a really good account. And Theo, when I take him to school, it's like the same thing every day. Cause we live off River Road. So I get on Northwest Expressway, get on Beltline, got to go past the River Road, like, merge. And so it's always a clusterfuck every morning. And so I know exactly what I'm doing. He knows exactly what we're supposed to do. It's just fucking flawless every single time. So because you think the merge is in the right lane, you got to just get in the left lane and just like, that's going to be your, no, you stay in the right lane as late as you possibly can. And then boom, right over. Cause somebody's going to open up a hole and you're going to get right in. And it's the same deal the other way. Cause we got to get off on the, Delta. And so it's the same deal the other way. After that merge, you got to go this way. So every single morning, we're watching for motherfuckers. We're watching for the slow merge. The person who's not paying attention. The person who's like, you know, like Theo will even like point them out now. He'll be like, oh, this motherfucker. And we'll do exactly what those i5 commuter guys do. We'll be like, don't you fucking think about it. Put your fucking phone away. If you let him in, I swear to God, we'll be doing that shit together. It's a yeah, beautiful thing.
I don't let anyone in on that little merge.
Show me,
the River Road
show
merge.
Show me you know what you're doing, and me letting you in doesn't indicate to me you know what you're doing. If you're going to get in, it's going to be regardless of what I'm doing. You're going to find a way to get in, because that's how good driving works, you motherfuckers.
Okay. Well, that's the hard line of, they're just people that are just bad drivers, right? They just either scared, they go too slow, and then there's asshole drivers, and especially like merging stuff. You can tell the people who are just kind of bad drivers and the ones who are the assholes to it.
Get in front of you and slow down.
That's like, like my road, like road raging. Like if someone's going slow, I don't get like super pissed off. You're just an idiot driver, right? Yeah. It doesn't piss me off. But when like someone did what that woman does, or what you're saying, when people try to, you know, jump the line, cut in front of people, merging and shit like that, that's the people that I fucking just yell and stew in my car at, and road rage builds hard for those people.
You know, the cool transition going from Prius to Chevy to like actual car.
Look at this guy. Fucking American. This guy buys fucking American.
Bye-bye American, motherfucker. And that shit's got a little bit of turbo in that bitch. So I go up to Portland to help a family member do like a whole bunch of yard work. He's like 80, just had a heart attack, needs a bunch of help with stuff. So I like went up there, helped him with a whole bunch of fucking yard work. On the way back home, there's this dude. He's deciding to just be that guy. He's like on the freeway, everybody's going like 75, 80. He decides to just like that. He just wants to fuck with people. And it's clear that he is just fucking with people, because like he saw that I was annoyed and it caused him to like slow down more. So having the nice American car with a little bit of speed, I literally just did this. I like foot all the way on the gas. I literally just in a span of like 5 seconds, just like that, literally just around him. It was awesome.
You just got called old Dom. You just got called Dom
fucking
Toretto
a.
over
fucking
here.
Fucking A. I hit the NOS. I switched the NOS switch. Oh, it was so good.
How do you switch the NOS switch over there again?
Yeah, like this. Like this. You go, and then it goes, or whatever, right? Yeah. That's how that sounds, right? All I know is every time I do it, like, it zooms in on the little fluids going in from the pipes to the other pipes, and then there's like fire at the end. Yeah. That's all I know. There's always like smoke coming out of the back. It's great. Yeah. Tom Toretto. Do we have any sports to talk about? NBA? Wemby throwing elbows, I guess, maybe? How about this? No, while you think about it, how about this? We have a movie on Sunday. and listener, our movie on Sunday is my movie. And yes, it is, yeah. What?
Big shocker. Yeah, big shocker. Yeah, it's your movie. Let's put
that out there. That is your movie.
What? I don't understand what you're. So the movie is K-pop Demon Hunters. So I don't understand why you're making a big deal out of that, it being my movie. I heard it won an Oscar. It won a Golden Globe. So I heard it is a marvelous movie, and I've never seen it before.
First time I've actually believed in participation trophies.
Yep.
it's a musical. It's an animated musical in the zone of K-pop Semen Hunters.
Hunter, yeah, that's prerogative. Yeah.
That's good. That's very good. No, it's like it's the Frozen of the new generation, guys. Like it's all songs.
Well, we watched. What was it? Just Encanto.
Yeah, we watched Encanto.
I think that was the only one we watched. Yeah, Encanto. It's a fine Disney flick.
Yeah.
This is very much not that.
It's not a Disney flick at all. No, it's not
a Disney flick.
Very much not.
No, it isn't. So, it is on Netflix. K-pop Demon Hunters. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday.
Again, on Sundays. Sunday.
Lord's Day is when we
I haven't watched it yet.
K-pop Demon
That's
Hunters.
When we watch our Korean movies. That's like our routine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I love Korean movies, by the way. Like I know you do too, Ski. So like I don't know what we're talking about here.
This is very much not a Korean movie.
Yeah. 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 We'll talk about that on Sunday. Yeah. lot of whites involved.
So, you know, back to the NBA.
Bing bong. Bing bong.
Once
Danhausen took that curse away from the Knicks, like they are fucking untouchable.
They are. But the Lakers coverage, we kind of mentioned it on Thursday that the next day, last Friday, Skip Bayless was going to return to First Take for the first time in over a decade.
Yeah.
And his big announcement when the Lakers were down 0-2. But of course they were down 0-2. Without Luka, they were never beating the Thunder.
Yeah.
His big announcement on First Take was he's moved LeBron James to the 9th best player of all time.
Can we just send Grandpa into a home by now?
No, I mean, at a certain point, who's taking that bait?
Yeah.
Who is taking the bait when he's like, hey, Sidney Moncrief could really get buckets in better than LeBron. Like
Bob McAdoo. No idea. Like, Bob McAdoo, top five.
Like I saw some people that were like, oh, Skip still got his fastball. He's still got it. Cause this thing was the Lakers are better without Luka Doncic because he knew Luka wasn't going to play the rest of the series. And the Lakers were going to lose. So that means LeBron is worse at basketball because they're a better team with him than when they have the guy who scores 33 points a game.
Against the number one team in the NBA also.
Yeah,
like,
the team that's like, going to be a dynasty. Like, yes, unless the Spurs stop them, they're going to be a dynasty. Like,
it's like they didn't lose to the Blazers. They lost to Oklahoma City.
I think the thing is, again, no one thought the Lakers were going to win. It was like, if they win a game, that's good for that. They were leading in the third and fourth quarter of the last three games. And none of them you watched, if you watched them, you were like, except for maybe game four, and they were up with like 30 seconds left.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you were never like, I think the Lakers are actually going to win this game. You're like, care that they're up 12? No. They're not going to win.
LeBron has to hit the bench at some point.
Well, and it was funny because, and you know, this LeBron's 23rd year in the league. I think it was like the first series where, aside from like the Skip Bayless outliers, where people were just like, "Yeah, I don't have a hot take. The Lakers were never going to win this." And you know, this is like NBA people. They're like, "I thought JJ Redick coached a great series. It's just that team was never going to beat that team." Because the Thunder, I hate watching them.
I hate them.
If they want to be the most physical team on defense, They can't be the softest team on offense. It drives me insane. I don't know how the refs at one day decided that was going to be the case. And now we're a year and a half into it. And it's just the case that they can do whatever they want on defense. But you look at them on when they're on offense and it's a foul. It's just, it's gross. I hate it. I don't want to root for Wemby either because I don't think he's fair. And again, the Blazers were like one ping pong ball away from getting him, which in that case, I would say he's the best player of all time. He's going to win 10 titles, all that stuff. But that didn't happen. So my take on the NBA playoffs from here is I will watch San Antonio and Oklahoma City. I assume Oklahoma City is going to win because young guys
team.
Even better team. But if all of a sudden it's like 2-2 Knicks and or 2-1, even 2-1 Thunder at the Garden for game four, that's when I think I'll check in on the finals. I'm not sure I'm really going to care about the finals because I know it sounds like hater. I just don't like watching the Thunder. I just don't appreciate how they play.
I don't know how a team can have Lugets Dort out there playing defense and then juxtapose that with Shea SGA flailing his arms and, you know, getting fouls is it was almost like the old Warriors team when you had Draymond. Like Dort is now the new Draymond. He's the biggest cheap shot artist there is in the NBA. And then like Curry
is up there.
And then Curry's not as bad as Shea Gilly.
No.
It's bad. I get we are old heads, but the older heads that like to complain about it, like I get it. It's not
good basketball to watch. I just don't like the Thunder.
It's not good to watch. It's a bad watch.
No. And like I understand hunting fouls. That's a thing. But again, my brain just cannot wrap around watching the Thunder like hold out the ball when they drive so someone will touch their palm. And then that same guy the next drive down will hand check and bump and maybe step on it. Like it just, my brain doesn't compute it. If they wanted to be like the 2003 through 2005 Pistons, I would, or whatever those years were with Rip and Rasheed and Ben Wallace and Keyshawn Prince, I would still think they suck to watch, but I would appreciate, like, I would get the strategy. I just don't get how they're allowed to be the toughest and then the softest. It just, my brain, because like the Warriors, I mean, there was, even when the Warriors first started winning, it was like, they're soft, aside from Draymond, you know what I mean? Like, which was not really true, but that was just the perception. But I just cannot do the Thunder. It just doesn't compute to me. Call me a hater. I'm fine. That's fine to me. But
yeah, Knicks Thunder is like the worst possible NBA Finals.
Well, Pistons. The worst.
Well, except for the Pistons win, it's like, oh, good for them. They a young team that rebuilt right. Good for them winning. If the Knicks win, oh my god, just
they won't. They won't. That's the funny thing is, it would be the Thunder sweeping the Knicks in four and watching Knicks fans come out to explain how they lost to a team from Oklahoma. That would be funny. Even though, to be honest, I don't know if you guys have been watching those Knicks Bing Bong videos after the game.
Bing Bong.
Playing some repeats. It's not as good as it was. Mm-hmm. It's not hitting the same. There's still some banger lines. Don't get me wrong. But it's not quite as good as it was a couple years ago. They kind of know the gimmick at this point. And like they were still making fun of Trae Young. I mean, Trae Young wasn't even on the Hawks. Or when they were banging on CJ McCollum, I'm like, I watched CJ McCollum for 7 years. I have no, he's the most like milquetoast guy in the NBA. Like he's a dork.
Yeah. Blazers traded him for a bucket of Brussels sprouts. Like, why are you trying to come out of CJ McCollum? Like,
and the Brussels sprouts are more flashy than CJ was.
Exactly. Yeah. They're more flavor than CJ McCollum.
And according to Bill Oram, those Rip City Brussels sprouts are going to be in Louisville soon.
Yeah, they are.
I know your guys' thoughts on Bill Oram. The post he did, I thought was clever.
Oh, it was a good post.
And I liked it. And especially for like quote unquote newspaper. What is a newspaper nowadays? But what like, but for the Oregonian to post what they did was pretty cool. And sort of like, I'm sort of like good for them for like at least letting him have the bit and following through with the bit. And if you missed it, it was him talking about the city council discussing funding the expansion to the Moda. And if it doesn't pass, then essentially Dundon will be well within his rights to go to the NBA and be like, the city doesn't want to fund a stadium. They don't want to fund improvements to the stadium. I'm going to move somewhere else. And the NBA will have, he'll have justification to do that in the NBA's eyes if that's the case. So like his post was him saying as much using curse words a whole bunch and them doing like edits over it to change the language. And I thought it was cute. I was like,
the first like 10 seconds of the video, I was like, what is happening? Like,
I know.
What's and then I was editing? Like, I got it. You got me, Bill.
Yeah, not bad.
You got me, Bill.
Yeah.
I'm a mark. I'm the fucking mark.
Get me.
I think you brought it up weeks ago about
you
how
fucking mark.
That's a new one. I haven't heard that one.
WCP, thank you, bro. These are some good additions.
I think you brought it up about how like Stern like big regret of letting Seattle leave.
Yeah.
Like this you add that with like Portland just got a new WNBA franchise. Like they kind of want to get that thing cemented in there, so get a fan base around it. And one of the few places where you actually could get a fan base around a WME team is like, I don't think they're gonna let a billionaire come in and dictate instantly. Like, oh, like I'm getting this team out of here right away, kind of thing.
I've said it before on here. My thing is, I think the Blazers are gonna stay, and it's not because I think Blazer fans are so. It's not that. It's, I think owners are all billionaires. Billionaires at the core like money, and they would be dumb to relocate the Blazers before Seattle and Vegas get teams. And at that point, those two are going to get teams. Where are you? Like these cities that people are saying, it's like Louisville, Kentucky. They're going to play at the KFC Yum Center, like where the Cardinals play. Like these aren't great. You're not hitting me with.
I saw someone say Pittsburgh.
Exactly. Like you're not hitting us. If there was no expansion on the horizon, I would be like, oh, they could move to either Seattle, which is the obvious layup, or Vegas. But the NBA, you know, they haven't quite come out and said these are going to be the cities. We know those are going to be the two cities that get the new franchises. I just don't, that's my, and I could totally be wrong. I could be a dope that they move anyway, but I just don't see Pittsburgh or Louisville. People are saying Vancouver, BC. Dog, we saw that. Players don't even want to play in Toronto, and Toronto is one of the coolest cities in the world. They're not going to want to fucking play in Vancouver, BC, which again, beautiful city, but it's a different country. Like, they make less money. Their kids play. It's just my, and I know, like, I put in the Discord that Canzano has pumped up his level of them moving up from 1% before the sale to 30 now. Whatever. I'm just not there yet with it. And again, it's not because I think the NBA gives a shit about Blazer fans. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about Meemaw Papa, who showed you Clyde Drexler and Cliff Robinson and Danny Ainge and Ala Abdel-Nabi and all those guys. They don't give a fuck about that. Drazen Petrovic, our new governor, you know, in a couple of months, you know, whatever. They don't care about that. But I just don't think the options are there. I go, move them to the Inland Empire. What the fuck are you talking about? Move them to the South Bay. What the fuck are you talking about? They're just not options. In my opinion, and I know someone is going to sit there in Louisville and be like, why wouldn't we be the best NBA town? Well, you wouldn't be. And players wouldn't want to play there either. Like, they don't want to play in Portland. Like, NBA, like I put, again, I put this in the Discord like a month ago. NBA fans need to get over the fact that these guys scrubbed now, if they stick around long enough, have like $200 million banked at the end of their career. This isn't 20 years ago.
Yeah.
There's like four cities in the league players really want to play in. Nike was mad when LeBron went to Miami, small market. Nike was mad when Dwight Howard went to Houston, which is like the third biggest city in the fucking country. Cause they said it's not a big market. Like, yeah. Cause that's how markets work. Yeah. Like
Houston's fucking humongous.
Houston's huge. Like it's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my thing with the Blazers is I just don't think they're moving because I just don't think there's options. And I think the owners would be dumb to move them to Seattle when there is so much more money if they get an expansion team there.
He'd be forcing it. Like Dundon would be forcing it if he were to try to move them. I think you're right. And Swoosh mentioned it in our chat too. It's Orem fear-mongering, which I think is a little bit of what Canzano is playing into as well. And there is journalism in that. You know, like if you are a columnist, sure. If you are a person who covers a team,
a dying newspaper,
there is, if you're trying to get clicks, that's a really good way to do it. I understand that. I think there is a little bit of validity just to the fact that I think this is a very significant city council decision that they're going to have to make. I do think if they decide to not fund this, then I do think it opens up a fairly big door. I don't know that Dundon's necessarily going to step through that door, and there won't be another door opening later. But I do, I sort of agree with just the significance of what's about to come. And, you know, again, I think I agree with you. I don't think from a billionaire's perspective, moving out of Portland right now is a good, smart money move. I think it might be 10 years from now. So that, again, that's something to think about too. None of this is like an overnight thing necessarily. It could be like a, hey, you say no now. All right, we'll start going in motion. We're like 5 to 10 years from now, maybe. And so eventually it could happen, you know?
Because, like, do the commissioners need to, like, nip this in the bud with billionaires? Like, you could get, you know...
Well, no, for the billionaires.
No, yeah, but someone that's, like, someone that's owned a team for a while, a billionaire still, but has owned a team for a while and then moves a team on top instead of someone coming in, buying a franchise, and trying to immediately move the team. Don't you think they kind of want to nip that in the bud? Because... I mean, you are messing with the team that has won an NBA championship. I mean, history to the Blazers we have.
The hard part now is that there are so few people in the world who can buy a team. Like Dundon is a poor person in the club. Like he's the poorest NBA owner, right? But he's one of the few people that had enough money or is willing to pay it to buy a team. Like, it's not like, you know, 20 years ago, you could buy these teams for a couple $100 million. Like, now you have to be like not just a billionaire, like a billionaire.
They form groups now, you know.
Well, yeah, the poor ones absolutely do.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like ours.
But there should be something to say, too, of, you know, looking at Phil Knight had, you know, wanted to buy this team and, you know, he was going to keep it in there. And then fucking Jody Allen, you know, smartly, you know, waiting for that TV money to kick in so she can make probably an extra $500 million on the deal.
Smart. It was a good, yeah.
But it's like
annoying, but
there should, like, the commissioner needs to like do something with this. Like, because you say, oh, there's not many people. There's more and more billionaires cropping up now than ever before.
But billionaires.
I mean, yeah.
See, King's talking hard. There's a difference. He's talking hard.
Yeah, I said B. billion. Like,
I know, but there's a difference between someone who's worth $2 billion and someone who's worth $200 billion.
Like, yes, but I'm saying there's more people getting into that $1 to $2 billion range, which that gets you half a team right there. Just get another guy with $1 to $2 billion.
Like four or five of those together.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a sports ball team.
But like two of Trump's kids and one of his son-in-laws are now like on that billionaire borderline where they could do shit like
this. What about Hunter Biden making $40,000 a month from Burisma? What about
that?
Like
NWSL team.
What a quaint fucking time 2022 was, where our president's kid was making $49,000 a month from a government contract. Now it's just all of them are making billions.
Yeah, literally the president of the United States like made $500 million on one investment in this last year.
Oh, our president now can make fucking meme coins and rug pull. What? We were so innocent 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe not having the time of our lives, but we were innocent.
I'm not sure if it's real or not.
Come on, Ski. Come on, Ski, sing along.
There's no dirty dancing up in this bitch.
To you.
There's no Swayze up in this bitch.
All right.
I did see something where I'm not sure if it's 100% true or not, and it was just something that quickly popped up. Something on like Trump is making 10% off this ballroom. I don't know if it was like as like a designer or something like that. Like he's getting like 10% of this or some bullshit like that. I was like, yeah. If you bring up like Hunter Biden, what was it? Was it Joe like paying back his brother-in-law for like a loan for like 50 G's or something ridiculous like that? Like
it was a different time, man.
Boobel, he can get 10% of my ballroom. That's funny. That's very funny. Sorry. Go ahead. I interrupted somebody. All right.
Just real quick, moving on from the Blazers.
One more thing. I was doing your thing.
Oh, you're doing my thing. That's my thing, by the way. Don't do my thing.
Yeah, trademark.
Never do my thing. Never do my thing. Get your own thing.
Never do my thing to me.
Yeah, exactly. It's rude. That's rude. NFL schedule release thoughts.
One more thing. Shout out to Kurt. Good job making a baby.
Oh, yeah, Kurt had a kid. Congrats. Congrats on the sex, Kurt.
Can I make congrats on, again, like we said last week, congrats on not pulling out. It's the best. Two kids named Blair, I'm pretty sure, by the way. Both pod babies within the span of like a few days have been named Blair, I think. So tis the season.
CT's not. I was going to say aged right that grew up like big fans
Blair
of Blair
Witch Project. Blair Witch, yeah. Mm-hmm. Blair, and we had a situation on our hands. Everyone's named Blair.
Blair Underwood fans.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, Blair Underwood. I'm sure.
Selma Blair. I don't know. There's a lot of 90s people.
New Blair. York Jets running back Blair Thomas.
Blair Thomas. Exactly. That was it. Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, shout outs. Good job making babies. You know, like literally the easiest thing you can do. But yeah.
Good raising job. Them, too. Not that hard.
Yeah, it's super simple.
And very cheap. Yeah. Very cheap. Super cheap. Very affordable.
Yeah. In Trump's America, he makes it easy. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just but do insider trading.
On that note,
it said his fiance got the name from Blair Witch.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
We knew it. Yeah. We knew it.
Yeah. We know, bro.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I filled up my tank and, you know, gas has been expensive now for a couple months, but whatever. Not the point. But it was the first time where I was on like empty. And I just sat there. And I was doing the math on the gallons, you know, as it's going up. And I was like,
yeah,
this shit really cost me like $29 more to fill up than it did in like December, you know, like whatever, you know, what the fuck? Are people paying attention to this?
Do people know what's happening here?
Again, I feel like in 2022, it was a different time and people weren't enjoying gas prices back then. Are people mad now? Are people care? It's numb to it.
Have you seen that diesel price? What are these people with their trucks filling up with diesel shit?
Hey, you know what I realized? Speaking of my American car, you know what I realized? So I think I told the story on here where I kept having to take it back after I got it. It's a used car.
The
check engine light kept coming on. And so it's under warranty. So I just kept taking it back every single time it'd come on. They'd fix something else. By the way, that's the way to do it. Like, if you can somehow figure out a way to just get your check engine light to turn on, do it. Because then it's under warranty. Every single time you take it in, it's all free. It's all covered. You get a free car wash every time. It's fucking awesome. So they fixed so many things that they thought were the problem that weren't the problem. And then they finally figured it out after like four times or whatever. It was great. I was super duper stoked. But as part of that, finally the last time they were like, yeah, man, like, we've checked everything, you know, so we just sort of like cleaned a bunch of stuff in there. We like took things out, cleaned them, put them back in, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, our mechanic was like, what kind of gas do you use in that? And I was like, oh, I just put regular, like, you know, just since I got it, I just put regular in there. He's like, you know, this is like sort of a little bit more high performing. Like, you might need to put like a better gas in that. And so right when this started, right when this motherfucker goes to Iran and decides that he wants to do a dick measuring contest is when I have to start putting like plus gas in my car.
Oh yeah.
Oh, fucking brutal. Can I just say, I like when you were describing sort of sitting there watching it all add up as it's like tickering, as it's like clicking over. I did that the first time and I was just like, fuck.
Well, that Braga, that's just what you have to expect with American made. You could have bought
freedom
one of those.
Tree.
No, you could have bought one of those Japanese cars, and you could pretty much fill it in with like piss and rainwater, and it'll run. But nope, you got to buy the car that I love. Y'all say, oh yeah, you know what's great about this car? Yeah, its check engine light comes on real easy, so it gets fixed under warranty.
Yeah, that's great American made
right there.
Super good introduction to this vehicle. I used to drive. Yeah. I've driven a couple Fords in my life too. By the way, like fixer repair daily is real. It is fucking real.
Now this is the only reason why. Well, not the only reason, but one of the main reasons why I drive Japanese cars. They run forever on minimum.
Who were you rooting for during that little war we had with those guys?
I think those bombs helped create the great cars they make now. So the US can take credit for fine quality Japanese automobiles.
Now look. I don't think I'm going to jump into that as much as I think you are, but what it did do is it made them stop funding military. And instead of funding military, they started funding infrastructure and the companies that are there. And so you're saying Japan,
you're welcome. Is that what you're saying, Braga? So is that what you're trying to say?
What you're saying, Maui? Hey, Japan, what can you say except you're welcome?
Yeah. Lincoln City, I'm not saying Pearl Harbor was a false flag. Who's saying that?
What?
Oh, gosh.
I think that's what Cash Patel, he was looking for that false flag down on the ruins of Pearl Harbor while he was snorkeling. On the company
this Cash
dime.
Patel guy, could he be less cool for just wasting American money?
I know.
Scuba diving around the USS Arizona. Just go look at it like a normal person, dude. It's like, what are we doing?
Like, somebody at some point has to stop him, right? Like, he can't be the director of the FBI and selling his own whiskey. He can't, like, he can't go around snorting coke and drinking with sports teams. Like,
that's the thing. That's the thing. They made Hunter Biden a villain for having a 13-inch cock, sleeping with every woman under the sun, and being yacked out of his brain.
No, and he
Cash
didn't,
Patel.
He didn't hold the government position.
Cash Patel's yacked out his brain, and is 13 inches tall in shoes. Yeah. That's the cool guy now? That's who we're supposed to think is cool? That guy is not cool. Look at his eyes. His eyes are always like this.
Always.
Taking tea bumps. Guy's a fucking loser. Like, he's got a great life. He's a fucking loser. He's not cool.
Not cool.
If you're going to do drugs and misappropriate funds, you have to be cool.
You
He's not
cool.
Cool.
You have to have Riz.
He's not cool.
You have to have Riz.
No Riz.
The
no
man
aura.
Has no Riz.
The funny thing about the Trump administration, and I say this as a soon-to-be four-time Trump voter.
Oh, of course.
Who surrounds himself by everyone who has no Riz because he has to have. He's got to be the aura king. So no one around him is cool. Like, J.D. Vance is the most uncool person in the fucking world.
This
he's so uncool.
Awful.
Rubio. Oh, yeah. They tried to make Rubio cool by putting him in Nike Tech the other day.
Yeah.
Not cool. He's Marco Rubio. We still remember the video of him. You know, maybe that was Bobby Jindal. I don't know. They all look the same to me. I'm Republican.
Did you say Bobby Digital?
Bobby Jindal. Oh. The Louisiana guy. I don't matter. Yeah. One
I
of them was fumbling around. Water.
By the way, to your point about him only surrounding himself with Rizless rules, his kids are Rizless. Like, the people his kids married have no Riz. Like, have you noticed
You're
that?
Saying
like,
Eric Trump has no Riz?
I am saying that. I'm saying his daughter has no Riz. I'm saying his
are you
daughter's
saying
husband.
Trump has no Riz.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Barron Trump.
Don Jr. has no Riz.
Come on.
Guys.
Don Jr. is like, he is
See,
the
another
guy.
Cool person that does cocaine.
He thinks.
Yeah, but he's not cool.
No.
Where's
no,
Ford? Where's
Mary
and Curry when we need him?
That's
Where
the thing. That's the thing. He and his dad, they think they have Riz, and they truly, truly do not. But like, but again, I guarantee you, with everybody other than Don Jr., and this is only because he's Don Jr., only because he has the same name as him. Everybody else, he fucking hammered the Riz out of them. He's like, no, you're gonna stand in the corner, and I'm gonna dominate the space. I'm gonna be the guy. Always, I'm gonna be the guy. And Don Jr., he let him get away with it a little bit more because Don Jr. is like, again, his name's Don Jr. So he's carrying the mantle once he's gone.
Who's Tiger hammering his jizz into? Is that Don Jr.'s ex-wife?
A bottle of codeine? I don't know.
That too. But who is Tiger banging? How is he related?
That is the most insane fucking phrase I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that was it was a little abrupt. It was a little
That is insane.
It's Tiger. Everything's insane.
Who is
Tiger
hammering his jizz into nowadays?
Well, it's a play on words off of Riz. Come on.
Big Cat.
What is happening?
It was correct, too. Suck it, Braga.
But the funny thing is on the right, no one has Riz. No one has aura except for the big guy. The big man.
Ah.
And on the left,
fabricated.
He's got some. He just not as much as he did. He's lost the fastball.
Yeah.
But on the left, there are people with Riz. There are people with aura. But you want to know what the left does to those people? Suppresses them.
Hammers them down.
Them.
Yeah.
No, Mamdani. No, AOC.
Gavin Newsom, no, you're a pariah. We don't want to do it this way. No.
In fairness, Gav's kind of a Republican. If we're being honest.
Hey.
But he does have Riz.
He's got Republican tactics. I'll give him that.
So 2028 is that the new next election?
Sure. Who cares?
And they're just gonna run like Tim Walz again or whatever.
Somebody else half of the country has never fucking heard of, like Kamala.
Yeah.
Like, that's unbelievable. Like, remember during the voting weeks, like, the top Google search was, who is Kamala Harris? Like, unbelievable.
I'm sure your boy Bernie will be running again, Braga.
Oh, can I? Thank you for the open door, Ski. Can I just say a thing about Bernie? Because I've been
put a bird on it.
I've been sitting on this for a while because I loved Bernie. I love the stuff that Bernie stands for. Like, Bernie's politics, I love. But that guy doesn't do shit. Like, all that guy does is sit on his fucking 85-year-old ass and complain about stuff. He'll do a post on Instagram, he'll do a post on whatever, and just bitch. He'll at mention the president as if he gives a fuck and be like, hey, he'll like give all these stats as if it's effective to anybody who fucking sees it. And then like won't do anything. Like, when was the last time you saw Bernie speak at a thing? Or like, you know, C-SPAN, where they show like the where, you know, these people are called in front of the Senate or Congress and they have to like answer questions or whatever. When was the last time you saw Bernie do that? Like, it's all AOC. It's all like other people now. It's never Bernie anymore. Like, the only purpose Bernie serves now is to like keep Bernie bros interested in fucking Democrat like politics a little bit, and then just bitch online. He does Instagram posts and bitches. But
imagine it's getting online and talking and doing nothing about it? I would never.
That's the thing, though, is he, when he first became popular, was all about like, yeah, I used to go to protests. I was the guy. I was like friends with MLK. I used to like go do all this shit. I was boots on the ground. And he doesn't do shit. He's a dick shit forever.
He's 100 years old. I get it. He shouldn't be doing these things. Good. I don't want to see some geriatric doing shit. Hit the fucking curb, Bernie, and all you other old fucks. Get the fuck out of here.
You guys on the left should want a fresh brain with fresh ideas. Someone like John Fetterman. Someone who can really articulate points.
I mean, a strokey brain is still a brain, I guess. So that's
it. That's all right.
We got to get off politics.
Yeah. The pod's still your
president, and don't you forget about it.
The pod's about over, by the way. Like, we're at time. So, like, we could just do our list unless you guys have anything else you want us to talk about.
Well, I have. So, sometimes what I'll just be doing, I'm not going to talk about any of these things.
Okay.
But I'll write, like, notes. Like, I'll remember to say this on the pod, and I never do.
Sure.
This is from the last.
I love this.
3 weeks.
I love this.
Oregon Hunting Initiative. 90s racist Popeyes commercials. They were racist. They were. Jordan Lucas Volleyball, Cal State Northridge. Look them up, folks. You want aura? You want Riz? You want sass?
Chick-fil-A.
Why are they all light skins with septum piercings? They always are at the Gateway Chick-fil-A. It's insane. Where do they find these people?
Tea
tree shampoo. Keenly, it smells like cocaine. These could be good topics. I just never remember them.
Those are great topics. Yeah. I'm not sure why.
But again, everyone out there, Jordan Lucas, I believe it's Cal State Northridge Volleyball. Look him up. Extreme aura.
So Booble says we should do the my Twitter for you page again. Is that?
Oh, that's going to be ugly.
Last time we did that, yeah, it's gotten worse, I believe.
All right, let's see.
Oh, my first one is Jeff Schwartz. Shabbat Shalom. Saved by one of the
Chosens.
One of the chosen ones.
Let's see. I got Tennessee Titans schedule release video with a bunch of olds. I got, Paul Feinbaum talking about college football expansion. And I got a bench clearing brawl in Taiwan. That's not bad.
I got Pars for Kids has been banned from advertising in California, and it has been deemed deceptive by a judge for helping exclusively Orthodox Jewish kids in the New York and New Jersey areas, despite having 8-year-old actors of all races singing their jingle. Am I a Zionist? Jeff Schwartz? Orthodox Jews from 1-800 Cars for Kids. Mike Chelsea Handler, what is going on?
There's your pull quote, King. Am I a Zionist?
Am I a Zionist?
All right. Then I got another one talking about a joke about Charlie Kirk on the Kevin Hart roast.
Ooh.
Yeah. There you go.
Did you guys watch any of it?
No.
Clips of it.
No. I really was not interested at all. Like,
well, I don't care about roasting Kevin Hart. I don't really have opinions on Kevin Hart.
I hate Kevin Hart.
Sure, that's fine. Because, you know, like 10 years ago, he made the decision to be the guy who's like, I'm going to be safe. I'm going to be family fun, which means I'm going to be a billionaire, which is great for his family, whatever. I don't think even if he didn't quite go that route, people would put him in the top 10 all time of male comedians or anything. So whatever. But I was watching some, Desus was doing a synopsis of the roast. And he's like, well, this shit was racist and I didn't appreciate it, which is a fine opinion to have. I'm not black. There's a lot of black jokes. Literally, it's a roast on Netflix, or it's just a roast in general. Yes. And like the opening line from the whole thing was, hey, you know where you are. They asked us to write racist jokes. Everyone here is going to say something racist, sexist, and homophobic. Like, you know, you know what you're getting into. If you don't like roast comedy, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not everyone's cup of tea. I find it can be kind of grating after a while as well, but it doesn't like offend me.
It's good for clips, I think. It's great for clips.
Like,
yeah.
Like there's a Gillis joke about Kevin Hart lynching himself jumping off a bonsai tree.
Bonsai tree.
Yeah. Jesus, lynching is, yeah. But he's right. The imagery of a bonsai tree lynching is funny.
It's pretty funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah. It just is, you know, and it is what it is. But
no, that
I'm glad people drug Tony Hinchcliffe because I just Kill Tony is a good concept. It's a good show. It elevates people who normally wouldn't. So it's a good thing. I don't find him particularly funny. So when he gets made fun of, I don't mind it.
Yes, yeah. It's a very good thing. But where was Lisa Lampanelli? I mean, this is right up her alley. I mean, God, this was made for her. You want her to say racist things? Where was she?
God, that is, I've said it before. That's a comedian I never understood.
No.
Like even Dane Cook got me for a special. I was like, well, it's not bad.
I love a special, one special.
The one in Boston, at the TD Garden.
That shit fucked. That slapped.
It was funny.
It's a great
But you knew
special.
He wasn't a great comedian. Like, you knew he wasn't going to be Eddie Murphy. It was a good one. Lisa Lampanelli was like, and then a 27-inch cock fucked me and I blew out cum bubbles.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a joke.
That's
And then a racist joke about, like, an Asian driver. Like, that was her whole shtick. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you sound like my grandma. Like, cool.
Do you know?
I'm talking about the good old days.
She hated Asians in cars. Rest her soul. She died in February. Old bag at 93. Rest in peace, Maggie.
Hey, good. She's still got 3 Trump votes in her. Nice.
I guarantee you she voted in 2024 and had no fucking clue.
This is black sheep all over again, man. We're doing votes from the grave. Like, do you know any guesses what Lisa Lampanelli is doing nowadays? She retired from comedy in 2018.
Is
she an ambassador for Jerusalem too? With Mike,
I was
going
to say, did she move to Tel Aviv? She moved to Israel. I was going to say, moved to Israel, or because she didn't go right wing grifter, else otherwise we'd have seen her, which would have been a good pivot for her.
Nope,
no idea.
She is a life coach. She retired and became a life coach.
Wow.
Yep. That's
not true. I don't believe you.
That is funny. That's what it says on Wikipedia. So take it with a grain of salt, no, I guess.
Hold on. Real quick. Booble, there's no way you actually paid money to see her at McDonald Theater.
I guarantee you
he did. You just can't.
I guarantee you he did. Yep.
And then I blew a fart bubble out of my asshole of cum.
Sorry, that
Lincoln City actually said cum bubble manufacturer? Question mark. I'm sure yeah. You saw that. Yeah, you
know. It's a hell of a job.
I didn't, but no.
Yeah.
You know, going back
to Kevin Hart real quick. Like, the reason I don't like Kevin Hart is because he seems disingenuous. Like when
oh, he totally is. Of course,
when he laughs, it's a fake laugh every time. I don't believe he actually thinks anything is funny. I don't believe he. Well, I know he's like not actually funny. Like, so he's sort of like, for me, he's a little bit like Dan Cook in that. When he first sort of started popping, I saw one stand-up special that I think probably everybody else also saw, and which is why he became popular, and I liked it. I thought it was funny as shit. He had this, he's like, hey, daddy, time for some cereal. I fucking love that. I used to quote that shit all the time, man. And then he became what he is now, and he sold out. Again, good for him. He's like going to be a billionaire. Hey, like, awesome.
He sold out NFL stadiums. Good for him. Like, that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. But like, he's just fake, and I don't like it. I don't like it. And I don't think he's that funny.
I liked him in 40-Year-Old Virgin or whatever that was he was in.
That's right.
He's in it for like 45 seconds.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was a good little. I'm going to take that as disrespect because I don't understand it.
So this was, they were the other employees in the store, right? In like the.
No, he was a customer.
He was a customer. Okay. Do you know the other guy, like the other employee in the store, is like a murderer? Like
Ramane Malco?
No, not that guy. There was like the other guy, like the Indian dude or whatever. That dude is actual murderer. Like he actually murdered somebody and is in prison. I think like
sick,
crazy, yeah.
Good casting.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Wait, yeah. Mulaney's at Cuthbert tomorrow? Is that true? That's tomorrow? I thought it was I thought it was this summer.
No, it's tomorrow.
With Give me your Fred best Armisen, John Mulaney with, line.
With Fred Armisen, and I can't remember who the other guy, his opener is.
Oh god.
Some of the voice Mulaney. I know you got it.
Well, they just dropped. Did you see those clips of him talking about RFK?
Berbiglia.
Yeah. Did you see those clips of him talking about RFK? Like with over the last week from Mulaney, it was good. He brought up, you know, as a fellow cocaine addict, and apparently he did a bunch of shit. Like, I'm not sure why, I forget what the name of like the charity or whatever it was that RFK was running that like Mulaney helped out. And he's like, this fucking guy is running that our health of our country. This guy. Oh, he does the RFK voice too. It's good. Just find that clip.
I wish I knew somebody who could do the RFK voice, but
yeah, I don't know anyone who does
anybody around here, I guess.
Oh, well. God,
who is that? Was that RFK?
Yellow Five? listen, Yellow Five will shrink your nards.
RFK Jr.'s he's in the house. RFK Jr.'s in the
Mountain
house.
Mountain Dew is bad for reproduction.
What's it? The
Gerald.
Was it the hentavirus? Hentai virus? Is that?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay.
The hentai virus.
Before we move on, I want to do one more thing.
I think we've all had a hentai virus at some point.
So it's the hantavirus, and it's named after, like, a river from in, like, the 1970s it was named. I saw a clip today that I had to make sure was real because I could not believe it. Apparently, Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla still do a show, right?
I did not know this, but I
know both of their planes that they're on right now. So it didn't surprise me. Dr. Drew is like, do you know what Hanta means in Hebrew? It means sucker, lied to, fake. This is much like 2020 and the COVID virus. It is a fake virus. It is in the name. And granted, his point was hantavirus isn't very communicable between human to human. So that's fine. But I was like, God damn it.
We're still talking about COVID in that way?
We're still talking about COVID?
Like,
and
what?
And Adam Carolla, of course, is like, yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. That's why I stuck a mason jar in my anus.
That's what
solved me from the coronavirus. A glass of Corona. This is just an insane 45 seconds.
Because we all know that only the king of beers will cure your coronavirus. So it ain't a Corona Light that's gonna do.
La Playa does not await.
What about a Corona Extra? What about extra?
Maybe an extra. You're getting there. Corona Extra. I forgot about.
Remember the Coronita?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you buy a glass 4 ounce, six pack of like 5 ounce bottles of glass? So dumb.
Yeah.
That was the dumbest invention ever. So dumb. That's
probably why it didn't last long.
Did Corona Limes have a name other than Corona Lime? Is it just Corona Lime? I feel like I'm.
I just remember being Corona Lime. Okay. But...
I feel like there was like a name for him, but anyway, because that's genius right there. You gotta buy a lime to put it in there anyways. So
there was a real
cost 19 cents. I mean, shit.
Yeah, listen, kids, there was a real phase where every beer company was making their beer plus lime.
They sure were. It was real special.
Every single one. Michelob with lime? Really? My grandpa drinks Michelob. I would never, but because it has a lot, I might.
I don't know. Have you ever put a lime into your Coors Light?
Tasty. I don't drink Coors. I don't drink Coors. I'm an Anheuser Busch man. I support Augustus and Adolf Busch.
Busch. Yeah.
I'm a Zionist. Remember that.
Yeah, we know that. You don't have to tell us. Oh, but would you fucking stop telling us already, dude? Jesus, God.
You ever heard of Sandy Koufax?
Steel Reserve Limerita. That's a good one, Booble. Fuck
Steel
me.
Reserve.
Ugh. I would have tried to afford you that back in the day.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if someone just put a lime in their Steel Reserve. I mean, that could have easily happened.
Should I just do that? Like one of these... One of these Fridays, I feel like I should just go to 7-Eleven and buy a 40.
No, you shouldn't.
Like,
do they still make Steel Reserve?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
So you're saying no?
You're not going to like it.
No. Well, I mean,
you're not going to drink even 20 ounces of it.
After a point.
I'm trying to save you $2.79.
So I got like a guy.
And a trip to Dairy Mart.
I got a guys' weekend coming up in July with a few of my buddies. I think I will propose for one of the nights we just get 40.
Malt liquor night?
Yeah,
like a 40 night. Gonna,
you know what?
So you want to have a great? You want to have the worst day ever? Following, is that your game plan?
Yeah, I mean we ain't got shit to do. Just sleep in and feel terrible. Eat some greasy breakfast. Like fuck it.
You know, have a liquid IV in your water in the morning.
Yeah, just start drinking Coors Lights in the morning. And it'll
gotta get hydrated, man.
Coors Lights, Coors everything. All right, should we do our list? Edward 40 Hands, exactly, Fender. Yeah.
Fun game. That was a fun game.
Yeah.
Edward 40 Hands and drinking 2 night trains in one night, which no one in my group ever accomplished. Were two fun games.
That's rough.
Edward 40 Hands was much more fun because no one got violently ill or blacked out.
Everyone saw the repercussions of 2 night trains to know that
1.5 night trains. And you woke up on Wednesday. Yeah. That was a fun
night. You know, keep your butt hole tight.
You know what I want to hear? Here's what we want to see, Braga. You document, you play Edward 40 Hands with a couple steelies.
Sure.
But then you document the aftermath. The next day, you need a camera on you the whole time.
Yeah.
4 o'clock to see how long you are down for. Like, what would be your guess, King? 5 p.m.? Bounce back?
No. Because Braga has a running addiction, so there's no way he's sleeping past 10.
And I'm bringing the dog with me, too. So, like, the dog is going to force my hand a little bit, I think.
Doesn't matter about the dog. You will not sleep past 10. Like, 9 o'clock, your body will say, go run. You need to run.
Yeah.
Go run.
Your food.
Much like the siren sound of heroin.
It'll be food.
You gotta chase.
Somebody chase the dragon.
You gotta chase the dragon. That 4 mile mark is coming up quick. You gotta get to it.
Somebody in the group will do food. And when food happens is when I'll wake up. No, I got my watch that does like the sleep tracker thing, and I can literally share that with the group, man. I can show everybody. I'll do a video.
I think you should.
Yeah.
I think he should.
Yeah.
And then I like King's idea also. Let's see you run 4 miles after waking up and see how that goes.
For a breakfast burrito.
Oh, yes.
So much of that.
Dude, you're in your 40s. You might not be right for like a week.
No, Boobel said liquid like, diarrhea. Absolutely. Yeah. It's pretty
you got to document the poop. You got to document, document the stool. I can do
that. How about I do the sound? How about I do the sound of the poop without having to like show you guys the poop? I'll do the sound.
Yes, more entertaining.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
I'll record.
That could be funny. Yeah.
That could be funny. it's like, this is my friend's wife's parents' like property house that we're gonna be staying at, and I'm gonna fuck up their bathroom. Like just that is gonna happen, man. And you know what? And it ain't my parents-in-law. So sorry, bro. you figure it out.
Fender, you're drinking like $90 glasses of whiskey and shit. Not two. Brett Fender saying he gets up at 5 a.m. after drinking. Like, this isn't 240s of Steely.
That's different.
Different.
Again,
you're drinking fine crafted fucking spirits.
Yeah, you're talking about like a headache. Like, I'm talking about a stomach thing more than anything else. It's like a.
It melts your insides.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They need that. Then you need that Taco Bell to somehow like glue itself back onto your like small intestine to patch the holes.
God, it's like as we get older, we become scientists. You know, like we figure these things out about the human anatomy that just makes sense.
Don't you forget it?
Yeah, exactly.
We can all be scientists in our own special way.
I need that to be decided by CMS, you know, like by Medicare, like Center for Medicare Medicaid Services. I need that to be like documented. What happens to the human stomach when you drink 40s and then have Taco Bell the next morning? Like, it's science. And again, or you drink a whole bunch the night before, have a Bloody Mary or a Spanish coffee in the morning. Like, what is the effect? And I need it documented, and I need diagnosis codes, and I need people to be able to do services for it. And I need those to be billable services. Let's go. Make it happen.
Yeah. Added rule also, Brog, you're not allowed to drink any water while you're drinking. You can drink it the next day when you wake up.
Nothing before bed, even?
Yeah, no water to even help you out also. You need to go full.
Trying to kill me, bro.
We need nothing but Steel Reserve coursing through your veins.
The dog's going to be like.
No dilution.
Dog's
three
be like,
beers. Four beers.
Oh, no.
Five beers.
Oh, no.
Dog's going to be like, Dad, what's happening? I've never seen this before. You're scaring me. All right. Let's do our list. Shall we do our list? Our list was right at the start of this podcast. We did not take one from our Discord. By the way, Sportsbury and Discord, if you want to give us list ideas, you can try in there. Also, movie ideas. Your movies next week, by the way. So get in the Discord. Give us your movie ideas in there. We'll do a poll question and we'll, you know, decide based on that. You guys decide based on that. So it is Lincoln City 69. Who, by the way, said, fuck, now I want Taco Bell. Steel Reserve, not so much. Yes, agreed. It is top.
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
I saw that dude. There was like somebody interviewed that guy like recently. And
I'm pretty sure. I thought he was dead.
Maybe I just saw it recently and it's like sort of a few years old. But yeah, he was like super. He was much older and he was talking about it. And yeah, he's dead. Okay, fair enough.
This guy here is dead. Frost him often.
That's a good reference.
That's a good reference.
Frost him often.
Where am I? Lincoln City 69's top three milks. Because we had two pod babies born. And King...
CTE Benoit asked the question
in our Discord. Has anybody ever accidentally tasted
accidentally on purpose
tasted breast milk.
Yeah,
King has.
Yeah,
yeah.
It wasn't on purpose.
Yeah, it was an accident.
Wouldn't do it again. It was an accident, but yeah. You know, it's a risk for a few months after you and your partner have a kid.
Yep. Yep.
Just, you know,
how close is it to whole milk?
It's not.
It's not. It's not just no, rich.
No, it's sweet.
It's sweet. Okay.
But it's watery. Mm. It's like sweet skim milk is what I would call it. It's, you want to know what it is? It's warm horchata. That's what it is.
Huh. Okay.
Horchata's pretty good.
But
so put some in a cup, add a little bit of cinnamon, you know, like sort of
just
I'm not recommending. I'm just like it's not foul. Is what I'm saying.
Like, and some cinnamon, like as a margarita glass.
It's not going to make you puke.
Yeah.
But it's slightly sweet and it's thin and it's warm and hey, it happens. It's the price you pay, you know, like,
you know, I gotta say,
we like, send down warm, thick, chunky stuff, you know? So, I mean, it could be worse.
I gotta say, like, I'm 44. I'm well past that point where I'm ever going to have this opportunity. I sort of regret not tasting it, just seeing what it tastes like. That's it.
You never even like,
I never did
check in a bottle.
I never did. Yeah. It's kind of like, yeah. I'm like,
I think that's probably the norm.
I look at it. I look back now and I'm like, wouldn't my curiosity like get me to do that just once? Like just even just go like, just like a little taste of it. Like
you were in your 20s, you were in your late 20s, right?
It's like 30.
I mean, you know, yeah. 30. Okay. Same thing generally, you know,
basically. Yeah.
I feel like older parents are more curious on that front, like more accepting, like, well, everyone poops.
Yeah.
Might as well taste breast milk. We're like, is this gay?
Am I gay?
I used to drink this shit from my mom. Ew, gross.
Super gay.
But like, yeah, boobs. Gay. Hooray for boobs. All right. So best milks. So who wants to start?
I'll go quick. My number three is just chocolate milk.
Yeah.
That's the only actual milk that I will currently drink.
So you doing a like a Umpqua or like a Yoo-hoo?
A little Dairy Gold.
Dairy Gold, yeah.
And probably Umpqua would probably be my.
I think so too. That's also my number three was chocolate milk. I just had my phone out like quickly looking to see if I could find like the best brand, but like, yeah, it's probably Umpqua. Also like if you just get milk and put chocolate syrup in it and mix that up too, like, you know, even if it's like Hershey's or whatever, and you just mix that up, that's shit from like childhood, man. That's awesome. That's also very good. So milk with chocolate. Good. That's my three as well.
Ebony and ivory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Talking salt and pepper.
You're blind as a bat. My number three. Yeah.
My number three milk is the milk of magnesia from Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. That's a dated reference, folks. That is not a new movie.
No.
It's
not.
Magnesia.
That's a good reference, dude. And we just came up with this list too, man. This is like, that's good shit, King. This is like, we've done this so many times where we just do a list at the last second and just come up with it on the fly that you're a fucking pro at this now. let's see. Fender's number three, Milk Chamberlain, Robbie Avila. Milk Chamberlain. Lincoln City 69, 1% milk. Had a glass with each meal growing up because of the Got Milk campaign. I mean, I like that for you. I like your experience. I like your, you know, your history. I like that you had that experience as a child. 1% milk sucks. Like, it sucks. Like, skim milk sucks. Like, 2% is borderline. I had a lot of 2% when I was a kid. I can't front. Get some fat in that milk, bruh.
But the cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
Macho Man gets it. Let's see, 3 from Booble, lactose-free whole milk.
Yay!
Is that really a thing? Because isn't the lactose, like...
Just eat it all into drink water, brother. What are you doing?
Get so... I think you got to rethink this a little bit. Get regular whole milk and take a lactaid. You know? Like...
Just suck it up, man.
Suck it up. Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing, man? That's why they don't win wars anymore.
I respect your...
I was still in Iran. What are you doing?
Booble says your mom. Touche. WCP is coconut milk.
Again, why we don't win wars anymore. We used to just drink milk.
This is number 3. We're not, like, be reasonable. Like,
drinking aloe milk now. Like, what are we doing?
You're going to be pissed at me for my number 2, but go ahead. Well, go ahead, Ski.
Am I number 2 because I'm a real fucking American? Raw milk. Because fuck that pasteurization bullshit.
It was a menace. Frankly, I think rabies is fine.
You going like straight from the teat?
No, because I'm guessing it's warm coming out of the teat. I want that shit cool, from the chilled. At least. I want that shit chilled at least.
Such a gross image.
Because guess what?
Can you imagine drinking milk straight from the bucket in a barn?
Gnarly.
So gross.
Gnarly.
Oh.
Guess what? I've always thought milk is gross as is, so might as well just go raw. Fuck it. Raw dog that bitch.
There's 1,000% shit in that milk and blood. 1,000%.
You sound like how CTE Benoit describes squirt. That's how he's. I'm telling you, there's fecal matter in it. I know it. You ever tell me it's not piss and fecal matter?
You know it's just piss, right? You know it's just piss, right?
I'm going to take the fun out of it, bro.
Oh, no. My number 2, and I know I gave shit earlier for, like, Lincoln City having his experience. When I was a kid, I was a little lactose intolerant for a while, so I had to do the rice milk thing. Vanilla rice milk, if you have not had it, fucks extremely hard. And if you put it with cereal, fucks extremely hard. It's a very specific taste, and it's basically sugar. So it's almost a version of chocolate milk. But that shit banged. I won't have it anymore because I'm not lactose intolerant anymore and milk rules. Yeah. A lot of good experiences of that shit. Rice Dream was the brand. They sell it in fucking cardboard and it doesn't have to be refrigerated. So
it sounds like you can only get that at like Sundance.
No.
They have it at Costco.
You'd be surprised.
It's pretty mainstream. Yeah.
They did chocolate too. I don't remember ever having the chocolate. It was always vanilla.
This was when Braga said he was a kid, like,
yeah.
Alternate milks were not, like, soy milk was like barely a thing.
Almond milk was not a thing yet. Yeah.
Nope. Oat milk, nope. Like, none of that was.
Soy for sure. Like, soy I didn't like. I tried soy and was like, eh. And then my mom got rice milk and I was like, oh yeah, all the time, please. This is all I want to drink. And Sunny D, obviously.
Of course.
What do you got? What's your 2, King? Did you give yours?
My number 2. Yeah. No, my number 2 is a true blooded American Midwestern values. Go to midnight mass before Christmas Eve, ass motherfucker. Give me some whole milk.
America, fuck yeah.
We know you're a major, major whole milk guy.
Yeah. Oh, I love love me some whole milk. Not all the time. Yep. Every few months. Ooh.
You know, you, my friend, have a lore in this podcast. And part of your lore,
being a whole milk guy.
Part of your lore is being a whole milk guy. Like from day one. Like by day one, I mean like when we first did this podcast, like 15 years ago. It was 16 years ago, by the way.
First iteration, yeah.
You were whole milk all the way. It's one of the defining characteristics of you in terms of this
podcast. It's why we have 121 subscribers on YouTube, because of my whole milk. And that's a right number. I saw that today. Don't we have 121 subscribers on YouTube? Because they don't watch.
Not everybody's watching them, but...
I see those metrics. They don't watch.
This was a kid. Like Braga said, he was a kid.
People can't see the view numbers on there, huh?
Not on that app. The other one's fine. YouTube, we don't need that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Twitch is all 11. Right. Twitch is respectable. all right.
Were you ever a guy that would like carry around, maybe not like a full gallon of whole milk, but you'd have like a little carton, like a
No.
You're one of those guys.
It's right. Anchorman, right? He's like, milk was a bad idea.
Yeah, like walking the streets with a jug of milk.
No. I was a 44-ounce Dr. Pepper with no ice guy at that point. That was my... That was in my holster. Yeah.
King, you remember...
More liquid volume.
You remember Grant McHill from, like, the radio days? So
Went to USC. Yeah,
yes.
Right on.
So one of his... he and I used to do like high school games together. One of his warm-ups was to say the Anchorman quote. He like while we're testing mics and whatever, he would do the milk was a bad move. Like that's so funny. Anyway,
it's good.
Just reminded me of that. All right, so twos from the chat. Fender says Melky Cabrera.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
The Milkman.
Yep. Booble says lactose free 2%. I think he's got a lactose issue.
Speaking of baseball, bottom of the seventh, USC up 1-0 on our Oregon Ducks.
Woof. WCP number two, chocolate milk. Yeah. Yeah. And chocolate milk again. same Lincoln City 69 chocolate milk, preferably Alpenrose carton with the weird cartoon cow. I like it. Get specific.
Good pull. That's like a good pull.
I like it. That is very good.
Where's Alpenrose from?
We can Google that.
Like, I know Umpqua. Like I know, what's the one in Junction City?
There's Tillamook too, but yeah.
Tillamook. Like, I know Alpenrose. I know what it is. I don't know where it's from though.
It is Clackamas.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Clackamas. I mean, Clackamas.
The historic Portland brand established in 1916. It was sold to Washington-based
1916.
Smith Brothers Farms in 2019 following a family rift. And by early 2026, it is closing its final Oregon operations to consolidate in Washington.
Just like the Blazers
Kotex.
Nice.
Yep. Classic.
First Dutch Brothers, now Alpenrose. What are we going to do?
Fix
a pothole.
We're losing Portland, you guys. We're losing Portland. Yeah. The soul of Portland.
Losing receipts.
Alpenrose.
Recipes, I mean. Not receipts. Recipes.
Yeah. I mean, losing those two.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever.
I'm exhausted. No, just kidding. What's your one, Ski?
My number one, you know, King brought up great, great American brand, great American person. My number one, Harvey Milk.
That was mine. As a four-time Trump voter and a Zionist, I am still an ally. Harvey Milk.
Booble also just posted Harvey Milk as well. God damn it. Hey, you know what this podcast is? It's a bunch of fucking allies. I tell you that much.
We are.
I tell you that much. Yep. I'm not. I like whole milk better than Harvey milk. So sorry. Sorry, Harvey milk. Whole milk is better than you. Sorry. Yeah. I'm like Trump, you know, like whole
milk.
I like milk that doesn't get murdered, you know, like,
yeah.
Like milk that doesn't get shot in the fucking face.
Yeah. Exactly.
Name it the USS Bannon. It's got a good ring to it.
Holy shit. All right. Those are our number ones. Number ones from the chat. Again, Booble said Harvey milk. Lincoln City 69 said milk shake. I like it. It's just whole milk. It's a push.
With ice cream.
It is.
Do you guys like milk duds?
They're fine.
It did as a
handful is fine.
Yeah.
Imagine eating a king size thing of milk duds. Fillings got to come out.
I've eaten a box
milk
of them.
It does get risky now at this age.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, you can't do it now.
Stick to raisin it.
The softest candies you can find. Yeah.
Like rose feet.
I think that's a cool thing about Sour Patch Kids, man. Sour Patch Kids, they go childhood through adulthood. I mean, they'll stick a little bit, but, you know, they're not pulling anything out.
No.
Yeah. That's an elite S tier candy. Mm. Let's see. WCP, Milk of the Poppy.
Is that a drug reference?
Wasn't that some like old timey like thing like for like
opium?
Opium or something? Yeah, yeah. Wasn't it like wasn't where they're getting to like dot like what was White Earp's wife? Wasn't she getting like milk of the poppy like that kind of area?
Lidocaine?
Laudanum.
Laudanum. That's
wasn't that kind of what milk of the poppy was? Just
yeah, laudanum. That's right.
Opiate.
Oh, sorry, lidocaine was from Princess Bride.
what a lit time like 100 years ago where everyone was just doing like opium for fun.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Then we just hit the pen and go to sleep now. Like fact 10. You still went to sleep, but you look cooler beforehand.
Opium dens much cooler than like crack houses.
Yeah, you just go to sleep.
Yeah. Much more zen. Yeah.
Yeah, like a bunch of like carpets and like
wearing blankets and shit.
Yeah, you had robes. So you had those long ass pipes that you smoked out of. Brog would like it. There was probably a Chinese hooer hanging around there as well.
And they like watch out for you. Like the whole idea of the opium den is you're gonna go do opium and fall asleep. And you don't want your shit to get stolen, or you don't want to get like kidnapped and killed. And so they literally
different
were like,
world.
They'll watch out for you.
Different world.
They got people who will like make sure you don't get killed. Like, that's awesome. What a community.
Yeah, yeah. You had like David Lopan watching the door. No one was getting by him.
Exactly. Exactly. Remember the episode of Vikings I think it was a couple episodes, Ski, where like Ragnar got addicted to opium with the Chinese woman. Like opium did not do him very well, if I remember right. Opium
honestly
sucked for him.
Opium seems awesome though.
And they'd use it in Game of Thrones as well, says WCP. But yeah, that's what it is.
Milk of the pot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, there's a few things that, you know, now that I'm in my mid-40s, I've probably moved past. Or you hit like your 60s or 70s or whatever, and you're like, hey, you know what? Now's the time. If it's going to happen, if all hell goes loose, like my kid's set, like I'll just, you know, be a fun story for my kid.
Find your way into an opium den.
My dad was in like his 70s and he died in an opium den. That's a cool story. It's a cool story. Like,
yeah.
Let's see. Last one from Fender, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Robbie Avila. Avila? Who is that?
I'm serious. He played in Indiana State and then St. Louis. If you saw a picture of him, you would know. He just, I think this is his last.
Okay, that kid. All right. Yeah. I know. You're talking about. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Some honorable mentions. Milkers, Moo Juice from Booble.
I thought we were gonna make it through without like massive emo Milkers or something like that, but
you fucking freaks.
We got through one through three there. Yeah.
We almost made it.
Thought we were gonna make it. Almost.
Yep. Oh, well. Thanks, Booble, again for, you know, dragging the pod, you know.
My number one, giant emo milkers.
giant or is goth emo mommy milkers.
What is what's Tom Segura's wife's name? Christina something? She calls hers state droopers, her milkers. They're straight state droopers. That's which good. Is just a disgusting image. Yes. I don't like it.
Good for her.
It's gross.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? I think that's it. Just
good for her, famous woman whose name none of us can remember.
Yeah.
Tom Segura's wife. Yeah, Christina P. Yeah. Christina I think she was on The Real World.
Yeah. Was one of those, yeah. Road Rules?
Yeah, I think with Kit Real Hoover. Yeah.
Real World Road Rules.
I saw
Rules
Kit
Challenge.
Hoover. I saw Kit Hoover last night. She's doing like late night Fox News 2. Like not on Real Fox, but like.
Not on Fox proper, but.
Yeah, yeah.
So Miz was on a Real World season, right? And then I think was on Real World Road Rules Challenge too, right? I think he was on like the whole thing. Okay, all right. Because I remember him being on Real World, being like when he first started becoming a wrestler. Like while he was on that show, he kept talking about how he wants to be a wrestler, and he kept doing his Miz character on The Real World, which is like looking back on it now is fucking crazy. Because that was like 20 plus years ago, probably now. And just looking at who he is now, the fact that it started like on the fucking Real World is wild. Crazy. Wild and crazy. Okay. Let's end
the crazy kids.
Let's end the podcast. Movie on Sunday is K-pop Demon Hunters. It's on Netflix. So make sure you watch that and listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. Goodbye.